for those of you working on modifying your accent, whether foreign or regional, vowels become very important. The sounds of the English language can be divided into two main groups, consonants and vowels. Consonants are produced by blocking the airflow at some point in the vocal tract. Your lips are together like a P. Your tongue goes to the roof of your mouth like an L. But vowels, on the other hand, are produced with relatively no obstruction of airflow. That can make it difficult because think of a balloon and moving a balloon in and out. It's really the different constriction of the oral cavity that changes the sound of a vowel. We often cannot see what's going on inside, so there's great dependency on ear training. What distinguishes one vowel from another? Let's talk about tongue position, lip position, and tension. Tongue position refers to how the tongue is situated in the mouth, and it can be broken down into two categories, tongue advancement and tongue height. Tongue advancement describes how far forward the tongue is in the mouth. The vowels then can be divided into three categories, all of which are beautifully explained in Talking Business when English is your second language. To feel the difference in tongue position, say the word see aloud. You'll notice that the tongue is in a high and forward position as you pronounce the word. Now say the word on. Your tongue is in a much lower and farther back position than it was when saying the word see. Let us now discuss lip position. There are three different lip positions: rounded, like a kiss, retracted, like a smile, and neutral. Typically, the lips are rounded when producing vowels that we call front vowels, and pulled back, retracted in a smile when producing the back vowels. When we're in neutral position, we are usually producing a central vowel. To see and feel the difference, say the following words aloud and look in a mirror. Moon, mom, mean. Note that your lips are pushed forward when pronouncing moon, a rounded position, pulled back for the word mean, like a smile, and neither rounded or retracted for mom. That's neutral position. And lastly, we talk about tension, whether a vowel is tense, where you require more effort to produce it, or lax, more relaxed and a shorter duration. Say the following pairs and pay close attention to the amount of tension you feel. Heat, hit. Mood, mud. In both pairs, you should have felt more tension in the first and a greater sense of relaxation in the second. So we'll do those one more time. Heat, hit, and mood, mud. In Chapter 2 of Talking Business, When English is a Second Language, we discuss vowels in great length. We have great diagrams and charts to help you. Think of it as a great refresher course, which is really key to the first steps in mastering the sounds of standard American English. I hope you found this podcast helpful. At Corporate Speech Solutions, we help you say it better. Thank you.